You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Why didn't you come and get me?
If you'd let me get a word in.
Helen on the phone and you didn't bother to find me. I was only in the dairy.
Well, I didn't know.
Oh, really? Where else would I be?
Pad, I'm sorry, but it took me completely by surprise.
Helen, after all this time, she rings and you don't even...
I'm sorry. And even if you'd just been upstairs, she was on a payphone, for goodness sake. I didn't know how much credit she got. I didn't want to leave her hanging on. I'm sorry, love, but you'd have done the same.
Yes. Yes, you're probably right. Anyway, how was she? How did she sound?
Well, quiet, you know. A bit subdued.
About Henry?
Yes. She's obviously pretty shattered by the decision. I think that's why she felt she wanted to get in touch.
Well, of course it is. So what did she say?
Well, not much. Just how were we and...
How are we? How is she?
Well, I've said she didn't seem to want to talk about herself, really.
But the baby?
Yeah, I asked her how she was keeping and she said she was fine.
Oh, Tony.
I know, but the main thing is, Pat, that... And this will make up for you not speaking to her. You'll be able to see for yourself.
What?
She wants us to go and visit her.
What? Why didn't you say... Tony, when?
Well, we don't know, do we? But she's given the prison a list of people she's willing to see.
Well, that's wonderful.
So now we've got to apply again online.
Oh, yes, yes.
Obviously, we'll do it straight away and we'll say we want to go as soon as possible.
Oh, look, give me the laptop, quick.
Here.
What's the site called?
I wrote it down.
No, it's okay. I can read. Oh... I'm all fingers and thumbs.
Oh, look, Pat, don't get too excited. We don't know when they'll be able to fit us in.
Oh, we can only see her before the hearing.
Well, that would be ideal, obviously. Love, I don't want you to...
To get my hopes up. Look, Tony, I'm not expecting to find Helen exactly blooming. But one thing, has she been eating properly? She won't like prison food.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. They've got to keep a good eye on her. It's not in their interest to have anything go wrong, is it?
I suppose not. Oh, come on. Oh, this broadband.
What time's Henry coming?
Any minute. Not a word to Ursula.
Absolutely not.
We don't want them knowing anything. And when we see Helen, it's got to be all positive, upbeat, about how we're going to get her out of
there. Of course we will. At least Anna will at the plea hearing.
Oh. Hello?
Hello, Ursula.
Henry's here, just chatting to Johnny.
Yeah, come in.
Yes, there's coffee made.
That's very kind, but no thank you. I must get back to Robert. He's not feeling too bright this morning.
Oh, I...
Many grand
Henry! Hello, darling.
Hello, Henry. How's my little man, eh?
Well, I'll leave you to it. I'll be back for you later, Henry.
David.
What?
I'm sorry, but every time I look at you...
You still go weak at the knees, I know.
Oh.
I can't help being so magnetically attracted.
I wish I could say the same for your kid.
Huh?
It's not so much white as yellow.
What? As if that matters. When you're called on to save your team's honour...
You reckon?
You wait and see.
I've just had the captain of Little Croxley commiserating with me.
What? It's a bit premature. We haven't lost yet.
About how much we must be missing Rob.
What?
Last year's single wicket champion, dedicated coach to the younger players.
General all-round hero.
Yeah, right.
You have to admit, we are a bit of a scratch team, Adam.
Well, thanks very much.
Not you, obviously, but the rest of us. I hear Robert Snell was nearly called out of retirement.
Well, no Tom, no Johnny. Charlie, a distant memory.
Who's that bloke Harrison whistled up?
A mate from the force, and we've still had to borrow the opposition's 12th man.
Pip would gladly have played for you.
I know. If things were different. Anyway, how is Pip? All set for her cattle to arrive with you this week.
Oh, yeah, she's been practically combing the grass.
Yours are coming too, she said.
In two batches, yeah. Then we'll worm them on Friday. Is Sam Pip still good to help with that?
Yeah, she can't wait to try out your new handling system.
Me too.
Yeah, it's good to see you back as a mixed farm again, Adam.
Hello, sheep, deer, we always have been.
Only on bits of home farm that you can't cultivate. But now you've got grass back in the arable rotation.
Where it belongs.
Yeah, you've finally seen the light.
Uh-huh.
Oh, bad luck, Roy.
Looks like you're on, Adam.
In, Ruth.
Okay, okay.
Wish me luck.
Yeah, well, you need it with this bowling. Talk about variety.
Yep, here it goes.
Right, while they sort themselves out, Open Farm Sunday. What are we going to do this year to spice things up a bit?
Well, I could wear my sexy cricket kit.
Oh, that's brilliant, Pat. It's made my day.
Mine too.
You'll give Helen my love, won't you?
Oh, you know I will.
I hate not being able to communicate with her.
I know. Tony's thrilled too, of course, but I think he's worried she'll change her mind again and stop us from going.
No. Why would she do that?
Because none of us know what's going on in her head, Kirsty. And haven't for months.
Oh, Pat.
Maybe even Helen doesn't know what's going on in her head anymore.
It's no good thinking like that. This is the first positive thing she's done since it happened. Hang on to that.
I keep imagining what might have been happening. It's unbearable. Did you ever see anything, Kirsty?
No. But then Robin Ursula didn't make me exactly welcome at Blossom Hill.
No, I know. Well, I know now. Too late. The prosecution have sent the bulk of their evidence through and Anna's ploughing through it this weekend.
What a way to spend your bank holiday.
She's used to it. And she's got to know what their case is before the hearing.
Sure.
Hello, is Henry all ready for me?
Ursula.
Hello.
Afternoon, Kirsty. So, is he getting his things?
I'm sorry, but Tony's just quickly popped out with him.
What? You knew when I was coming.
Yes. Yes, and I'm sorry. But he hoped they might see the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher.
I'll give him a ring.
I'm sure they won't be long.
Well, it's too bad. Robert's been resting all day and he'd rather like to see his son.
See that hole there? That hole's the nest, Henry. And then there's a tunnel and the babies are in a little hollow at the end. Now we have to be very, very quiet. And if we're lucky, we'll see the mummy or daddy bring some food.
Okay.
Oh, hey, I think this could... Yes, do you see? Landed on the branch.
Beautiful.
Yes. And I think it's seen a fish.
Wow.
How about that, eh? A kingfisher.
Ice pack, David, from the first aid kit. Here.
Oh, thanks, Adam.
You're going to have a monster bruise. I told you those gloves were past it.
I think it's more the batsman who was past it, Ruth. I didn't react quickly enough.
Well, that bowler, that delivery came off the pitch like a rocket.
You don't think anything's broken, do you?
No. The glove was some protection.
You've only just got over a broken arm.
Yeah, okay, love.
I hate to ask, but do you think you might be able to go back in?
No, he wouldn't. Well, no, give me 5 minutes. Let's see.
Are you mad? You'll make it worse.
I could ask if we could bring the tea interval forward, give you a chance to rest.
David.
I'll go and have a chat with Harrison, OK?
Yeah, OK. We are desperate, love.
And I'm desperate to keep my husband in one piece. Especially now I've had an idea for Farm Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
It was talking to Adam, really, and thinking about Pip.
It's about time they did let women play in village leagues.
David, are you listening?
Yeah, sorry, Farm Sunday.
I think we should use it to promote our beef.
Beef? Okay.
I mean, we've never made the most of the Herefords, really. Not on Farm Sunday or any other time.
Well, I know Pip thinks we've let the marketing slide.
We have.
A few meat boxes at Christmas doesn't add up to much. We could be making far more if we didn't let most of it go through the regular market.
Yeah, it's having the time, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but with Pips so focused on beef cattle anyway, Farm Sunday would be a chance for us to kick off a new campaign, sell the value of pasture-based beef.
Boost the box sales.
Maybe even think about a link-up with a local butcher. There's much more we could be doing to get a better price.
Yeah, like we do with the lamb.
Exactly. You can see why Pip thinks we've been asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, indeed.
Harrison's going to suggest we break for tea now.
Oh.
How's that hand doing, David?
No, it's not bad at all. Nothing that a few sandwiches and a piece of Mum's fruitcake won't put right.
So, Rob's feeling better, is he?
He's better than he was this morning. The district nurse has been in to check his wounds and the stoma, of course.
Right.
Yes, quite. None of it's pleasant. And his recovery is clearly going to take a long time. Oh, on that subject, Pat, as we have a few minutes, you realise, of course, you should have been paying him sick pay.
What?
Oh, it is a statutory requirement, as you're aware.
I'm sorry, Ursula. I suppose with so much going on...
Yes, I'm sure you'd have got round to it eventually, but if you could arrange it as soon as possible...
Yes.
Backdated, of course.
Of course.
And Bruce and I have been happy to help out, but as Robert did give up a very well-paid job to help your family set up your new enterprise...
Hang on, that wasn't quite how things happened.
I'll do it first thing in the morning, Ursula.
Thank you. You can hardly expect Robert and Henry to live on fresh air, after all.
Sorry, I've only just got your message.
Oh, at last.
I had the phone on silent, you see.
We saw a kingfisher.
Did you? What, at Hayden Brook?
Yes, and there were babies in the nest, we're sure. We couldn't see them, though.
We saw the mummy catch a fish. Then she smashed it about on the branch.
They only do that to make it easier for the babies to eat, Henry. Remember, I told you.
And it could have been the daddy. They're hard to tell apart.
Yes, well, fascinating. Let's get you into the car. Daddy's waiting.
I'll put him in, shall I, sir? Come on, Henry.
Here's his bag. And I'll sort the sick pay, Ursula.
Thank you.
I'm sure it won't be for long. Rob must be getting stronger every day.
It's a very slow process, actually. And he'll never be the same man again.
We should be so lucky.
This is the life.
Yeah, the merry month of May, and I'm making the most of it.
Refill, Rex?
Oh, yes, please. Oh, it's been non-stop with the hens.
Is that why Toby wasn't playing cricket yesterday?
Whoa, oh. Thanks. That's fine. Yeah, he wanted to. I'm afraid I had to ban him.
Ambridge got hammered.
Yeah, I know. And your dad's hand took a bashing too, I think.
Yes, it's nicely purpling up.
Oh, I feel bad about Toby now. But you know what he's like, Pip. I wouldn't have seen him for the rest of the day.
And you're super busy because...
Well, apart from the usual routine, I've suddenly had loads of calls about the eggs. Pubs, restaurants, I've no idea why. I mean, I'm not complaining, but if we're going to service them, we've got to get the hens out of that caravan and into their proper housing. Like, now.
Are they on full lay then?
Yeah, just in time. So we spent all yesterday sorting crates.
Lucky you.
Hey, a pitcher. Great. I'll get a glass.
No, you can buy your own beer, Josh. You can afford it with your egg empire, can't you?
Oh, funny. Here, look, Rex, have you seen this? Nearly 2,000 likes of Hens on Holiday on Facebook.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, and the picture's been shared thousands of times.
It's cool Mark Zuckerberg. I bet that's never happened before.
You may not like it, Pip, but upper class eggs have got it all going for them.
Yeah, well, I can see they've brought the internet to a standstill for a start.
Okay. Look, so let's see how well you do when you get your mob grazing going and post a few tedious pictures of, what, cattle munching on grass? That's really going to get people excited.
All right, you two. If I wanted a domestic, I could have spent the day with my brother. but that must be why, Josh.
Why what?
I've had a ton of calls in the last couple of days about the eggs.
See? Oh,
marvellous. Oh, you're going to be minting it, so go buy your own drink. In fact, make that a pitcher.
Children, and out again, and round, light on our feet.
That's it, Kira. That's lovely, sweetheart.
Oh, bless her. She's a real twinkle toes. Breathing nicely, light on her feet, like the elves in Millennium Wood.
Oh, she's a lovely little dancer, our Kira. Emma wants her to start going to Angela Probert for proper lessons.
And again, smiling as we go.
They don't come cheap, though.
That's it. Now, carry on, please. I shall still be watching. Eddie.
I'm glad I've seen you.
I'm not sure I am.
Lillian.
Hello, Linda.
It's going very well.
Thank you. I wish I could say the same for everything in my life.
Oh?
I'm afraid the problems with my shepherd's hut continue.
Oh, no. What is it now?
It's the chimney.
Again?
Again. It started smoking.
Well, you want to get it an ashtray?
Or a nicotine patch.
No, I'm sorry. It's not funny.
You know what it is, don't you?
Indeed I do. Shoddy workmanship on your part. And probably a defective cowl and chimney to start with.
No, it's because of the wind.
The wind?
Yes, it switched round end of last week, didn't it? It's coming from the northeast now.
Is it?
Are you seriously saying I can't light my wood burner when the wind's in the northeast? I.e., just when I might want a bit of extra warmth?
No, I'm not saying that.
Oh, what are you saying then, Eddie? Because what I want to hear is that you'll fix it.
Oh, now, be fair, Linda. Surely even Eddie can't fix the wind.
I agree. But clearly, the chimney and cowl currently supplied are not doing their job. So...
Oh, blimey. Look, all I can think is we could try one of them cowls that changes direction.
Changes what? With the wind?
But like a weather vane?
Yeah, that's the one.
Fascinating. I'm learning such a lot.
You think that might solve it?
It's worth a try. It'll cost you, though.
What? Oh, very well. Just get it. Now, I've got to get back.
Right you are.
But I shan't be paying you a penny until I know it works.
Now, children, off we go again. One last time.
Can you believe it?
Oh, she only wants everything to be right, you know, for her big garden open day.
I tell you, Lillian, I've spent more man hours on this hut than what's-his-name on that blimmin' Sistine Chapel thing.
Michelangelo?
Yeah, him. I don't suppose he had the Pope or whoever standing over him moaning.
I expect the builder did. It's one place where they really do need a working chimney.
Eh?
But I feel for you, Eddie. I'm dealing with a tricky customer myself.
There you go. A picture. Don't say I never treat you.
Great.
Well, this is a first. But thank you, Josh. I'll put it out on Facebook, shall I?
Feel free. Help yourself, Rex.
Oh, I'm okay for now, but thanks.
Oh, it's chaos in there. Henry was having a tantrum because he wanted Coke, and Rob's mum was saying apple juice.
Poor kid. He must be so confused.
Yeah.
Anyway, Pip, about Farm Sunday.
Oh, right. So, Mum and Dad have decided we're going to showcase the beef.
Since when?
Since yesterday.
Oh, nice. Unilateral decision, huh?
Well, it's hardly unilateral if they both decided it, is it?
And you had absolutely no say, of course.
They decided it at the cricket. I wasn't even there.
And nor was I. So if I'm allowed to have an opinion...
Oh,
then...
let me guess. You want to use it to push your eggs?
Why not?
Well, because, Josh, Open Farm Sunday is about our farm. The family farm. The family business, not your latest satellite enterprise.
Oh, right, I see. And your beef cows aren't some kind of Jupiter's moon either.
Oh, my cattle would be at home farm by then. They're coming this week, Rex, did I tell you?
More than once.
Anyway, Josh, this is about promoting the Herefords, the Brookfield herd, and telling everyone what great meat it is.
OK, I see that, but the point is surely that it's good because it's from pasture, like our eggs.
Exactly.
I mean, our pitch is eggs from landed poultry, after all.
Yeah, it's all the same story, Pip. Grass.
You never give up, do you? Ooh, this conversation is not over, Josh. Hello, you.
Matthew.
Next week? Yeah, of course, that'd be brilliant.
Sounds like he's coming to see her.
Perfect. While she's all loved up with him, I'll work on Mum and Dad. We'll get the eggs in there somehow. Don't worry. Cheers.
Cheers.
What's this, then?
Part of a mincer, I think. Oh, it's no good, Eddie. You're not going to find a variable cowl on my stall.
I wouldn't dream of looking.
you'll be getting a proper one.
I should hope so, and I shall need to see a receipt.
Have you left me any bargains, Eddie?
Oh, there's no any good here. I'll see you later. I'll be over to wash the patio for you.
Oh, thanks, darling. Right, well, let's see, shall we?
This isn't your usual hunting ground, Lillian.
No, I know, but I thought it was worth a try.
Well, most of the best stuff has long gone, I'm afraid.
Lampshade, ooh. Buttered dish? No.
I was very disappointed in the quality of goods. Everyone's selling their discards online these days.
Is that a biscuit barrel? No lid?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, it's not right anyway.
You looking for anything in particular?
I don't know. I'll know it when I see it, I hope.
I see, I think.
It's for the Dower House, Linda.
Oh, I thought you and Justin had furnished that.
Oh, we have, but he's a man, isn't he? I still think it looks too bare, unlived in, unloved.
Not like a home.
Exactly. There's a couple of places just crying out for, well, I don't know, a finishing touch.
A woman's touch?
Yes, yes. Trouble is, the woman choosing isn't the woman who's got to like it, and I don't really know what her taste is.
If you mean Miranda, she won't be spending much time in Ambridge, will she?
I don't know. Don't see why not.
Really? Well, she didn't make the effort to come and see her husband in my pageant play.
Well, maybe the arts aren't her thing. But as I say, I don't know what is. Oh, what's that?
What?
Behind you, down there, that box.
That? Mm. Oh, Lillian, you don't want that. It's from the horror bin.
No, let's have a look.
Really?
Yeah. Go on.
Oh. Very well. And it's all the most filthy junk. I think it's from their shed. Probably been floating in floodwater.
It's just that I thought I... Aha! Yes, now how much for these?
Those?
They're a pair, I think, under this mud. Yes, look, I'll give you £2.
£2.50, and you can have the box.
But I don't want the box.
I insist. Who knows what else you might find?
Tomorrow? No way!
Josh, we've got all these new orders. I've got Toby grounded to help.
Listen, Rex, stop that.
I can't. We'll need all the crates we've got.
You won't. There's no way you'll be moving the birds tomorrow.
Hang on. I thought you'd be pleased getting them in their proper housing.
Not with the TV coming.
TV? What TV?
I'm trying to tell you.
Well, go on then.
They just called. Okay, it's only local news. But they've seen the hens on holiday stuff on Facebook, right? And they want an item for the news.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That'd be brilliant. So they're coming tomorrow?
No, that's the thing. They can't come until next week.
Next week?
Yeah, I tried to make it sooner, but, you know, diaries, stuff already scheduled, blah, blah. So it's Thursday week.
But that's ages away. What, and the hens have got to stay in the caravan till then?
On holiday till then, yeah. Buckets, spades, ice cream, the lot.
Well, all right. But Toby's not going to be impressed. He could have gone to Brighton for a couple of days after all.
Well, tough. Do you see me having a social life? Do you have one?
I wish. But, yeah, okay. I suppose if they send that fit girl who often does those kind of, you know, quirky stories, that might help. They'll probably get a haircut and a new shirt for the occasion.
Well, you needn't bother. I'll be the one doing the talking.
You reckon?
It's me they called, isn't it? Toby will be lucky to be in the back of the shop mucking out.
That's the patio done. What else do you want? Oh, Lillian, I'll get that.
Oh, Eddie, thank you. It is quite heavy.
What's in it?
Oh, it's my collection of slipwear.
Underwear ain't that heavy. You got the handcuffs in there as well.
What? It's not lingerie, it's pottery.
You what?
Borsetshire slipwear. You must have seen it before. Look, like this.
Oh, that slipwear?
Yeah, yeah. The potter makes the design with a special mix called slip before it's fired.
If you say so.
I thought it'd fill up a side table in the sitting room. I think I've convinced Justin now that the place still looks rather bare.
Oh, OK. So, do you want all these boxes inside?
Yeah, please. There's 3 of slipwear and...
What's in here?
Oh, it's just some junk Linda forced on me at the jumble sale. I didn't really want it. Came from the horror bins.
So? Their junk's as good as anyone else's.
Are you... You're still looking for a variable cowl?
Oh, Baggy's on the hunt for that as we speak.
Oh, well, if the finest minds in Borsetshire are on the case.
There's masses here. How much do you want for it?
Oh, nothing. I only want those 2 Chinese vases.
Really?
Yeah, you can have it. Please, I'd be delighted.
So very much.
What are you going to do? Flog it at a boot sale?
Uh-huh.
Eddie?
No. It'll all be fair and above board. One man's trash is another man's treasure. Ain't that what they say?
Not bad, considering.
Tony! Oh. Tony!
In the polytunnel, love, where I said I'd be.
Oh, Tony, it's wonderful!
Oh, I wouldn't go that far, but at least the lettuces, Johnny...
No, not that. I just had an email. We can visit tomorrow.
Oh, Pat, really?
Really.
Oh, that's marvellous.
You see, Helen hasn't changed her mind.
No, she hasn't. And I'm sorry for even letting you think she might.
Oh, that doesn't matter. Not now. Oh, love.
Oh, Pat, it's terrific news. I can't wait.
Nor me. That's not the only thing.
There's more.
I've just had a call from D.S. Madeley.
Oh, yes?
She wants me to go to the station for an interview.
What about?
Well, what do you think? To put Helen's side of the story, of course.
Is that what she said?
Well, no, of course not. She just said they want a statement about the background to the incident. So, obviously, I can put Helen's side of things.
When have you said you'll go?
This afternoon.
This afternoon? Pat, is that wise? I mean, you know what Tom said the other week? About us not saying any more to the police without a solicitor.
Oh, Tony, I'm not going to say anything out of turn. I've learnt my lesson.
Well,
it'll be fine. There's so much I've got to tell them. All kinds of things keep popping into my head. The joint bank account, it seemed perfectly natural at the time, but it meant he could control the finances, didn't it?
Yes.
I just keep thinking of all these things, and Kirsty's been telling me stuff as well.
Okay.
At last, a chance to put things right for Helen.
You really must stop worrying, Lillian.
I can't help it. Now, does this big serving dish look better propped up or laid down?
Well, it's no good asking me. All I know is the house looks beautiful. The garden's immaculate.
But it's the little touches that make a place, Justin.
Well, you've thought of all those too. The roasting coffee, the flowers in the hall, and now your collection of... what is it again?
Slipware.
Ah, yes. And it's local, you say?
Yes. There was quite a colony of artists and writers who set up together at Faircastle between the wars.
A sort of Borsetshire Bloomsbury group.
I think they were a bit jollier than that lot. The pottery's very striking, don't you think?
Well, Miranda will love it all, I'm sure.
Well, I'm going to prop this dish up. Justin, look, that chair in the dining room.
The one in the corner?
Well, I've been thinking, perhaps it is a bit much.
No, it's fine.
You're not convinced, I can tell. It's not too late for me to take it away.
Hello? Justin?
Oh, no.
In here, Miranda, sitting room on the left.
You do know the front door's wide open. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Miranda, this is Lillian. I've told you about her.
Have you?
Yeah, she's my social secretary. She's sorting out my diary for me and generally getting me organised.
Well, trying to.
How do you do?
Lovely to meet you properly at last.
Not to mention helping me get the house ready.
Oh, no, I haven't done much, really. Anyway, now you're here, Miranda. I expect you'd like to freshen up after your journey. There's coffee.
Oh, I could murder a coffee. White, no sugar.
Yes, of course, I'll do it. You'd like one too, would you, Justin?
Well, we can make it ourselves.
What? No, let me.
Really, if you're sure you don't mind.
No, not at all. No trouble.
Well, that's very kind.
Kind? Surely sticking the kettle on is the first line of her job description.
Well,
what? And where on earth did you dig her up from? Is she the best you can get round here?
She is a very nice woman.
She's a bit past it, isn't she?
Oh.
Still, at least we won't have the same problem as last time.
Oh. So, darling, while the coffee brews, shall I give you the guided tour?
Oh, Pat, you've been a long time. Did you say everything you wanted?
Yes. Yes, I think so. A D.S. Madeley sort of guided it, asked me questions.
They have to start somewhere, I suppose. And there must be specific things they want to know about Rob and Helen, their relationship.
Yes.
Pat?
She brought up Maundy Thursday.
What?
You know. You know Ursula told them...
Oh, God. What Helen said.
That she'd kill Rob if he came between her and Henry.
What did you say?
Well, I said there was nothing in it, of course. It was just a turn of phrase.
Yes, good.
It's the sort of thing everyone says in the heat of the moment.
Yes.
And it didn't mean it. I mean, we've all said things like that to our partners at one time or another. Or at least thought it. I know I have with you.
Well, you didn't say that, did you?
No, of course not. What do you take me for?
Oh, well, I didn't mean that.
Anyway, it was just one part of it. I did say pretty much everything else I wanted.
So you think on balance it'll be a help to Helen?
Of course. It's got to be.
Good, good. Well, can we get back? Because Tom's had a good idea. If we put the root veg and potatoes in...
Hang on a minute, Tony. I'm calling Anna.
Well, can't you do that in the car?
Hello? Anna? Anna, it's Pat Archer. Yes. Have you? Oh, good. Look, I'm at the police station in Borchester. They asked me to come in and give a statement. Oh. Yeah, yes, that's right. Yes, I'm there now. What? What?
Pat?
This table's lovely, Justin. It's not mahogany, is it?
Tiger maple, I'm told.
Oh, yeah. Your designer obviously has a very good eye. Except for one or two quite bizarre aberrations.
Oh?
Only to be expected, I suppose, when someone's given a free hand.
What sort of aberrations?
That chair, for a start. Yellow. Why?
Well, it's to brighten up that corner where it's a bit dark. And it's not yellow, not exactly.
Justin, I could dip my toast soldiers in it.
Well, you can't tell so well in daylight, Miranda, but when the lights are on, it's sort of glows.
Yeah, I can imagine. Phosphorescent.
No, more like a sort of metallic sheen, like a old gold or copper. No, bronze. That's it, bronze.
You've gone very poetic all of a sudden. Is it something they put in the water around here?
Possibly. But you like the house in general?
Oh, yes, very much. I can just see us sitting by the fire on winter evenings, you with your crossword, me with my basket of mending.
Really?
No, of course not. Don't you know me at all?
Coffee's ready. How are you getting on?
Oh, very well. Miranda's most impressed.
Miranda's mostly impressed. But there are one or two things. Can you arrange, Lillian, to get rid of all that clutter from the sitting room?
Clutter?
Well, jumble, if you prefer. There's old pots on the side table.
That's Borsetshire slipware, Miranda. It's very sought after.
Not by me.
Miranda.
No, don't worry, Justin. It's fine.
I don't do pots, you see.
Well, consider them gone.
Thank you. The sooner the better. Hideous.
I bet I know what she wants that table for. Photographs of herself and Scally.
Scally?
Prince Dimitri Excalibur.
Oh.
He's her horse.
Oh. Well, yes, I'm sure they'll look splendid. So, if you don't like pots, I presume you won't want the vases either by the fireplace.
Why would you think that? No, they're lovely.
Oh.
Are they really Chinese? Anyway, first things first. Have you got your little scribbly pad?
My...
Yes, I'm going to want two tables for friends at these food and drink awards that Justin's sponsoring. A few will be staying overnight, not sure yet how many, so they'll need accommodation. And one of the husband's fishes. Can you organise something for him the next day? And trains from London for those who are only coming for the day, because they'll want to drink, obviously.
Obviously.
You do take shorthand, don't you?
I just can't believe it. It's so unfair.
I know, love, I know.
I feel so stupid. Why didn't they tell me?
I don't know. Oh, come on, Pat. We're running out of tissues here. Come in.
Hello. Is everything all right?
Oh, Kirsty. Thank goodness.
I'm sorry, I only just picked up the message after covering the gym. What's happened?
Pat, tell me. Tony?
The police asked her to go in and give a statement. She thought she could put Helen's side of the story. But when we rang Anna, it turns out that by doing that, Pat's now a prosecution witness.
No.
Yes. Oh, Kirsty.
Oh, here, take a tissue.
I feel such an idiot. I thought I was helping and now I've made things so much worse.
It's not your fault, if it wasn't made clear.
No, it's me. And now I can't talk to Anna, I can't see Helen.
We've had an email. We're all supposed to be going tomorrow.
What's she going to think? She finally asked to see us and I won't be there.
No, Pat.
I can't see her now, even if she gets bail on Thursday. And then I've got to stand up in court and speak out against her. She'll never forgive me. Never.
Oh, Tony, is there nothing we can do?
Nothing. Helen wouldn't even speak to Pat beyond explaining the basics. She made her pass the phone, didn't she?
But what about when Helen has the baby? They can't keep Pat away then, surely.
Oh, I didn't go that far. There was enough to take in as it was.
Of course, I wasn't... Look, Pat, Tom and Tony can still go and see Helen tomorrow. Of course she's going to wonder where you are, but, you know, maybe they can make an excuse for now till we find out a bit more.
Yes, of course we will. Say you're busy with Henry or something, and we can show her those photos of the two of us with him we took on Sunday.
I wanted to give her those, to see her face.
Oh, I know you did. I know it's really hard.
I just feel like I was tricked into it.
Well, whether you were or not, it's done now. Look, I better do something about supper. Will you stay, Kirsty? Well, unless you've got other plans.
No, nothing special. I was going to go to quiz night at the Bull with the Grey Gables lot, but I'll tell them they'll have to find someone else.
I think Pat would like it if you could stay.
Yes, but I don't want anything to eat.
Oh, yes, you do. You've got to keep your strength up.
Yes, just because you can't see Helen doesn't mean you can give up, Pat. You can still keep in touch through Tony. And don't forget, you'll be there for her on Thursday. At least you'll see her then.
In court!
It's better than nothing. You don't want her to see you looking terrible, do you?
No. No. All right. I'll go and wash my face.
That's it, love. You do. Oh, thanks, Kirsty. If you hadn't turned up, I honestly don't know what I'd have done.
How are you, Helen?
Oh, you know.
Yeah. I gather you've got visitors this afternoon.
I hope so, yes.
Great. It'll be good to see them, won't it?
It's Henry I really want to see.
Of course.
But I can't. I've got to wait.
Yes. You've had some thinking time now, so have you decided how you're going to plead?
Anna, you've already told me, haven't you?
Well, I hope I haven't told you anything. It's not for me to tell you, it's for you to say. No, Helen, it is. It has to be. Because you know what happened that night. Look, I've seen the prosecution case now. They've put Rob's, their version of what happened... And they have added the second charge of wounding with intent, the lesser charge.
You said they might.
Good. You remember. So you remember I also said that carries a lighter sentence than the other charge, attempted murder.
I know.
If it's custodial, then between 4 and 6 years, of which you'd serve half in prison, instead of possibly 10 to 12.
And I get credit for pleading guilty, so that's what I'll do.
Whoa, Helen, hang on. I haven't finished. Wait.
What for, exactly? For Henry to be a man when I come out? Well, it's obvious what I have to do.
No, it's not.
It is to me. What's best for him long term? For me to get the shortest sentence possible?
Helen, no. Look, if you acted in self-defence, you shouldn't plead guilty. You shouldn't. If you acted in self-defence, then the correct plea is not guilty. Because that's what happened. And it's up to the prosecution to convince the jury otherwise. If they can't do that, then you walk free. You won't be in prison at all.
If!
One good thing about the shop, we get to eat all the out-of-date flapjacks.
That's it, Johnny. Look on the bright side.
Well, if it's got to stay closed.
Oh, you see my problem, don't you? Every day it's shut, we're losing all the goodwill we've built up. Customers and suppliers.
I know. Bummer.
These cabbages are so late going in as it is.
I know. Hey, I know, Tom. Have you heard this one?
It's the lamest joke ever.
Johnny.
No, listen. I was reading this book today, The History of Glue. Couldn't put it down.
Oh, Johnny, is that the best you can do?
There's a worse joke thing going around at college.
Well, that's a winner.
Or one for us. I bought some Armageddon cheese. It said on the packet, best before end. Get it?
That's terrible.
Tom! Tom!
David?
Problem with the pigs.
Oh, not again.
They're not on the road.
No. No, they're still in the field, but they're out of their groups. You've got wieners, finishers, sows, they're all mixed up.
You're kidding.
Must have trampled the fence down.
What is it with those pigs?
Oh, maybe they're missing Jazza's delicate touch.
At least they've not broken right out like last week.
It's my fault.
How come?
Well, I meant to strim the grass up at the top. It's too long. I bet the fence has shorted out.
Well, I could have done that. Or Neil.
It went clean out of my head.
Well, it's no good beating yourself up. We better go and get them sorted, didn't we? Well,
we've still got half the cabbages to plant.
Oh, so I see.
As long as the pigs aren't on the road, can't we leave them?
No, we better do it now or things will only get worse.
Tom's right, Johnny. If we don't do it now, you'll be out half the night sorting them out.
And it's not good for them charging around. Oh, and I'm going to see Helen this afternoon.
Are you? Well, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. It's taken long enough. But it means these cabbages are never going to get done.
How did you get on?
Well, that's the problem, Tony. I still have no clear idea of how she's going to plead tomorrow.
Still? It's not guilty, surely. We've all been counting on it.
On the face of it, she's thinking about Henry and calculating on getting a lesser sentence for wounding with intent.
She'd plead guilty to wounding?
Yes.
But why? She'd never get bail then, would she? She wouldn't see Henry for months.
I'm not sure she knows how to think straight anymore. If I'm right, and living with Rob has closed off entire sections of her mind, she doesn't know how to think for or about herself at all.
Oh, dear.
It's not unusual. If Rob's been controlling her, undermining her for months, her view of things is completely distorted.
Oh, and you put it like that.
I'm sorry. I know it's hard for you to hear. But she's so boxed in, even now. It's quite possible the decision she makes will be the one she thinks Rob would want her to make, the one he'd want, that she should be punished.
Oh, my God.
It seems to me the only way through to her is with Henry.
Oh, he means everything to her.
Yes. So the way she's looking at it is with a view to minimising sentence. Pain in the short term, better for Henry long term. So it still plays into what I was saying. Punishment, but the lesser punishment for Henry's sake.
Oh, Anna, it's heartbreaking.
I'm sure. I'm sorry.
No, I'm glad we've spoken. Tom and I, well, we'll talk to her. At least we can do that.
Johnny, quick!
Ah.
Come on, Quad. Pig nuts this way. Come on.
Damn! Leave it, Tom. Give me the bucket, David. I'll get her back.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I know this one. Needs a bit of pig whispering.
Okay.
Okay, with you, Tom.
Yeah, go for it.
Come on, old girl. No need for that, is
there? Oh. There's always one, isn't there?
Yeah, Johnny's right. She's a stubborn thing.
Yeah.
Thanks for your help, David, and the early warning.
No, no trouble.
So, were you just passing, or did you want to see me about something?
Well, I did, actually. I've got a couple of things to put to you, but this might not be the best time.
Oh, I'm just rolling with the punches now. Go on, hit me with it.
Oh, it might be the very best time. It's about Open Farm Sunday.
Oh, that's early next month, isn't it?
It's the 5th.
Well, there's no way we can do anything.
Hang on, there might be. We've decided that we're going to major on our suckler beef, so Ruth and I were thinking, how about you bring over a cow and calf?
Oh, David, I don't know.
No, seriously, Tom, that is the extent of it. It'll give the punters a different breed to look at. And we can push your beef as well. I mean, it's no skin off our nose, it's a different market and everything.
OK.
We will do all the promotion beforehand. And if one of you can come on the day and do a bit of spiel about organics, then great. And if not, we'll do your PR for you.
And that's it. No catch.
Tom?
Sorry, but something for nothing. No nasty surprises. That's not been my experience lately.
I know, mate. That's why we wanted to offer.
Well, in that case, thanks. It's really good of you.
Right. Well, there's more. Your silage.
Don't.
No, listen, we'd like to help.
No,
really.
We are not making as much with the new system, so we will have finished ours well before yours is ready, which will be, what, in about 3 weeks, I'm guessing?
About then, yeah.
There you are. We'll be silaging the week after next.
Oh, David.
Is that a yes?
It's a qualified yes. Only if... How about I send Johnny over to help you with yours?
Oh, Tom, look, there's no need. You're so stretched here.
Come on. You'll need another tractor driver. He can help hauling.
That wasn't the point of the exercise.
Maybe not. But it'd make me feel better.
Honestly.
We're not a charity case yet. Deal?
OK, thanks. That really would help.
Good.
Only if that's how you feel, you might not like what I'm going to say next.
What now?
Let me finish off the cabbages with Johnny.
David, that's...
There is nothing pressing at Brookfield right now. Pip's cattle have arrived, but they've got her full attention. I can be of much more use here.
David...
Come on. If you're going to see Helen this afternoon, wouldn't you like to grab a bit of lunch first?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. You might need it.
Not able to. I don't understand.
I'm sorry, Helen. It just wasn't possible for your mum to come.
But I don't... I thought she'd want to see me.
She does, she does. She sends all her love.
Yeah, she's devastated not to be here.
She really, really wants to see you.
So?
She just couldn't make it today.
But why? Is it Henry? Is he all right?
Yes, yes, he's fine. Absolutely fine. We saw him on Sunday.
My boy.
We went to Hayden Brook, saw a kingfisher.
Kingfisher? How lovely.
Yes. Honestly, Helen, he's doing great.
You must try not to worry about him. We're more concerned about you, how you are.
And about the hearing tomorrow.
Oh, Tom, I haven't seen you for so long. Can we please not waste this time talking about it, or me?
It's not wasting time, love. It's important. And so are you.
It's more than important. It's vital.
Look, I know Anna's given you the options, Helen. If you acted in self-defense, you have to plead not guilty.
Dad, please. Please. I've been through this 100 times with her. If I do, I'll go to trial and the jury could send me away for 12 years.
Or they could find you not guilty.
No.
Which you are.
No, I can't do it. I can't take the risk.
Helen, this isn't about risk. It isn't about chance.
It's about what actually happened, love, that night. And only you can tell us.
Dad.
You know that we don't.
Helen, look. Please stop overthinking this. Just tell the truth. You don't... You shouldn't have to go to prison at all.
No, you shouldn't be here now. You should already be on bail.
Dad.
It was self-defense, wasn't it, Helen? It must have been.
There's blood. There was blood everywhere.
Oh, God.
On the floor. On the wall, he fell on the floor, slid down the cupboard, all down the cupboard where we keep the cereal. It was all mixed up with the custard.
Custard?
Only lazy people don't make real. Oh. Who cleaned it away?
Helen. Helen. Never mind that. That wasn't what Dad meant. He meant how it happened. What actually happened, Helen?
Oh.
Helen, you're my sister. My big sister. We haven't always got on. We don't always agree. I don't always understand you, but I know you. I love you, and I know you are not someone who could hurt someone else for no reason. It must have been Rob's fault. He must have threatened you in some way. You or Henry?
Henry. Henry saw it. All of it. You hate me and I deserve it.
Helen, love. You didn't deserve what that man did to you. What he made you do.
Dad, the warden's watching. Helen, Anna can't tell you how to plead, but I can. I know you didn't do what you did deliberately. It wasn't something you planned. I love you.
We all love you.
Like you love Henry. You don't want to lose him to Rob, Helen. Henry and the baby, they'll both go to him if you go to prison. To Rob. Not to us. Not to Mum and Dad. So if you want to stop that happening, you have to plead not guilty. Because that's what you are. Somehow Rob made you do it. I know he did.
Oh, dear, where's your father gone?
Oh, I can't see him. Outside, maybe, for some fresh air.
When's Helen going to get any?
Oh, after today, we hope, don't we?
She's got to. They've got to give her bail.
Morning, Tom. Pat.
Anna, I bet I'll go.
I'm sorry. It's a bit awkward.
Mum understands this. Not your fault.
No. Anyway, thanks for your message last night. I'm sorry I didn't get back to you. Things were a bit frantic.
I'm sorry it wasn't better news.
You're not sure you got through to Helen either.
I couldn't have tried harder. But, I don't know, like you told Dad, she's in her own world.
Thanks, Tom. You've done all you can.
So why doesn't it feel like it?
Trust me, in this game it never does.
And that's what it feels like to me. A game where none of us knows the rules, or just when we think we do, they keep changing.
That's what I'm here for, to explain them.
But it's not a game, is it? It's my sister's life. She's not a statistic. It's not just evidence, she's a person. So's Henry, so's the baby.
Yes, but so, the legal system would say, is Rob. If you learn a single thing as a barrister, it's to see both sides of the argument. If only so you can demolish one of them.
I suppose so. I couldn't do your job.
I don't suppose I'd be much good at raising pigs, come to that.
It says on the board, we've got Judge Ross. Is that a good thing?
Morning, Tony.
Oh, sorry. Hello, Anna. Is it? Do you know him?
Her.
A woman?
Sheila Ross, yes.
So, do you think she could be a bit lenient towards Helen?
Let me go and see if Helen's arrived and find out which way she's going to plead first. That's the most crucial thing. Hello, Helen.
Hi.
Sit down.
All right.
Did you manage to get some sleep?
A bit. It's pretty noisy in that place, even at night.
Yes, I can imagine.
And the baby was kicking. Reminds me he's still alive.
Yes. Well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Right. Now, because we didn't come to a conclusion yesterday, I've had to prepare two statements for the hearing. This one is what I'll say if you decide to enter a plea of guilty. And this one is for a not guilty plea.
Yes, I see.
Now, we haven't got much time.
No.
But do you want me to go through your options again?
No, there's no need.
You've made up your mind?
I've thought and thought about it, about the risks, about what the court might think of me, about what's best for me and Henry and the baby.
Right.
I know what Tom wants me to do, and I know, I think, what you want me to do.
It's not about what anyone else thinks, Helen. It has to be your decision.
I know.
So which one is it to be?
This one.
You're sure about that?
Yes, I think so.
Helen?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes.
Right. I'll tear this other one up then, shall I?
These people...
Ghouls. The lot of them.
They might just have nothing better to do, Mum. They come here every day, whatever's going on.
Like sitting by the guillotine. Oh,
there's the girl from the Echo, look. Oh, here we go.
All rise. Your Honour, the next case in your list is that of Helen Titchener.
Can she just be identified, please?
Call Helen Titchener.
Oh, Tony.
That's it, love. Hold my hand.
Oh, Tony.
It's okay, Mum. I'm here.
Oh, Tony. You look so fragile. Helen.
She's looking for us. Look, smile, Mum. Smile.
Are you Helen Titchener?
Yes.
Could you speak up, please?
Yes.
Thank you. Sit down, please.
Mr. Bywater.
I appear for the prosecution, Your Honour. Miss Anna Tregoran appears for the defence.
Very well. Let her be arraigned.
Stand up, please. Helen Titchener, you are charged on this indictment with two counts. On count one, you are charged with attempted murder contrary to Section 1 of the Criminal Attempts Act 1981. But you... Helen Titchener, on the 4th day of April 2016, attempted to murder Robert Titchener. Are you guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
Yes! Well, obviously not.
No. Come on, Helen.
On count two, you are charged with wounding with intent, contrary to Section 18 of the Offences Against the Person Act 1861, that you, Helen Titchener, on the 4th day of April 2016, unlawfully and maliciously wounded Robert Titchener with intent to do him grievous bodily harm. Are you guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
Oh, thank God. Tom!
Sit down, please.
Mr. Bywater, is there a defence case statement and a PTPH form?
Yes, Your Honour. I shall hand them up now.
I see the defendant is saying she acted in self-defence. Is that right, Miss Tregoran?
Yes, Your Honour.
Has your client been made aware of the credit that's available for a guilty plea at this stage?
Yes, Your Honour. This will definitely be a trial.
Very well. Mr. Bywater, what's the time estimate for this trial?
5 days, Your Honour.
5 days. In that case, I order that the complete prosecution evidence be served by 27th of May and that the trial begin on 5th September.
Thank you, Your Honour.
Thank you, Your Honour.
Is there anything else I need to deal with?
Yes, Your Honour. There is a bail application.
Mr. Bywater.
Your Honour, the brief facts being that on the night of 4th April 2016, in the course of a domestic argument, she stabbed her husband twice in the presence of her 5-year-old child. Mr. Titchener was also found to have a laceration to the wrist. He collapsed. Luckily, a family friend arrived and called an ambulance. The police attended. Mrs. Titchener was arrested and taken to Borchester Police Station. Whilst she was held in custody, her son was interviewed and confirmed that he saw his mummy stab his daddy.
Oh, Tony.
Hush, love.
In an initial statement, Mr. Titchener has stated that he was stabbed without provocation. When Mrs. Titchener was interviewed about these matters, she refused to comment. Furthermore, witnesses have indicated that on an earlier occasion, Mrs. Titchener threatened to kill Mr. Titchener.
Oh, no.
We strongly submit that Mrs. Titchener should be remanded in custody. There is a risk that she may attempt another attack on Mr. Titchener.
Goodness sake.
There are also reasonable grounds to believe that she may interfere with prosecution witnesses, including her son and her mother. Thirdly, given the serious nature of this allegation, there is a strong possibility that she may abscond. Thank you, Your Honour.
Abscond? She's having a baby any minute, for God's sake.
Mr. Gorin.
Your Honour, Mrs. Titchener has no previous convictions. Her remarks about killing Mr. Titchener were said in the heat of the moment and do not represent premeditation. She is heavily pregnant, and it is undesirable for her to give birth in custody when she has not been convicted. She is in a vulnerable state, physically and emotionally. I am sure Your Honour would agree that she is most unlikely to abscond, given that she is due to give birth imminently. The concerns of the prosecution can be allayed by imposing the following conditions on bail. A suitable address will be found for her, well away from the area. She will undertake not to enter Borsetshire, except by appointment. She should not contact prosecution witnesses, and she will surrender her passport.
Well said.
Yes, go, Anna.
This is a difficult decision, and I'm gravely conscious that Mrs. Titchener is about to give birth. And of course, it's not desirable to give birth in custody. However, I am concerned that Mrs. Titchener would not be able to stop herself from trying to influence the evidence of prosecution witnesses when two of them are close family members. Mrs. Titchener also appears to have threatened to harm Mr. Titchener prior to the incident. I have therefore decided to refuse bail.
What?
On the basis that there are substantial grounds to believe the defendant would interfere with civilian witnesses and therefore commit further offences whilst on bail.
No!
None of the conditions put forward have convinced me otherwise. Mrs. Titchener, stand up, please. Your trial will take place on 5th of September, For the reasons outlined, I will remand you in custody. Take her down.
Helen! No!
Mom!
It can't be right, Tony. It can't be.
I can't believe it either.
She's completely wrong. If this is justice...
She's got to have the baby in prison, on her own, none of us there. Who'll be with her? How could they make her go through that? Whatever they think she might have done. Oh, Tony.
Oh, come on, Pat.
She'll never get through it. Never.
After all she's been through to get to this point.
I can't even see her, my own daughter. And I've got to stand up and give evidence against her. How am I supposed to explain that to
Anna
her?
Anna will. Or I will. Oh, come on, Pat. Let's get you in the car, eh?
I'll wait here and try and see Anna.
Okay, thanks, Tom. Come on,
Tom.
Anna, hi. Oh, I was about to come and find you.
I'm so sorry.
Why, Anna? How?
I'm sorry. It's the judge's decision to make. There was no more I could have said in Helen's favour.
So much for a woman giving Helen the sympathy vote.
Yes, but her decision was perfectly valid within the law and the facts of the case.
So, no appeal?
There never is on a bail decision, I'm afraid. We can't apply again unless there's a significant change in circumstances.
Right. Have you seen Helen?
Not yet. I wanted to see you all first. Is there any message for her?
Oh, what can we say? Dad or I'll go and see her as soon as possible, but we haven't applied because we didn't think she'd still be locked up.
No, okay, I'll relay that.
And give her our love, Anna. Lots of it.
Of course. Oh, excuse me. This may be about... Yes? Oh, I see. I'm just with the family. I'll come right away. Tom, I'm sorry, I have to go.
Okay, but...
Where are your Mum and Dad?
They've gone to the car. Mum's pretty upset.
Yes, of course. Well, don't tell her this yet, but they've called a doctor for Helen.
What? She's not having the baby.
I don't know. Stay here. I'll let you know.
We're in bits, Clary said, when they got back.
I'm not surprised. What a shock.
Pat just went in the house and never came back out again. Ugh. Clary and Susan were in the dairy all by themselves.
It was dreadful, dreadful.
Tom popped in the once, told him what had happened. Clary said he was white as a sheet.
Of course. And whatever the truth of the matter... For Helen to be locked up for the next 4 months in her condition.
They had to call her a doctor.
What?
So Tom said, but it's okay. Oh. It was just she looked like passing out.
Oh, Eddie.
They gave her a bit of a lie down, then it was in the van and straight off back to prison.
Oh, it's unthinkable. And to think I was getting so agitated about my chimneys. So trivial in comparison.
No, no, you're within your rights. But I'm pretty sure this'll sort things out.
I do have a sense of déjà vu about this, Eddie.
Oh, you just try it for a couple of weeks, see how you go.
And if this cowl's no good, you can take it back. I haven't seen that receipt yet.
I'm hanging on to it for safekeeping.
Right, but I'm not paying for it.
Linda?
No, not the cowl until it's right. That's what we agreed.
Okay, don't rub it in. So... What do you think?
Well, it's a bit skew-whiff.
Eh?
Yes, it's got a definite list to port.
Oh, for pity's sake. The whole point is it shifts with the wind.
There is no wind today.
Okay, but we agreed, didn't we? It's rustic.
Rustic? Eddie, it looks like a car part.
Like I say, try it out. And if it works, I'll paint it black like the other one, okay?
Oh, why does this have to be so complicated? I just want to open my garden for the Queen's special day.
So I've been on to the Food and Drink Awards, people. Reserved those tickets.
Lillian, it's all right. Relax. Miranda's gone now.
I know, but I don't want her to think I'm not doing my job.
Oh, I have absolute confidence in you. I don't need a tick list of your efforts on my behalf.
That's not the impression I got from Miranda.
I know. Look, I'm sorry. She shouldn't have been giving you orders at all. Certainly not like that. I'm afraid she could be a bit brusque.
Brusque, you call it?
But, as I predicted, she absolutely loved what you've done to the Towers.
I'm sorry, Justin, but are we talking about the same woman? The one who told me my slipwear looked like jumble?
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Trudy. She just... quite frankly, she's got more patience with horses than people.
Yes, well, I've got some sympathy with her there. I feel the same sometimes.
Oh, no, you're not like that at all. You're totally a people person.
Do you think so?
Of course. Warm, friendly, and such a generous, open heart.
Steady on, darling.
I'm serious. I mean, look at the extra thought you put into this place. You didn't have to bother, but you did.
Well, as long as she liked it overall.
Indeed she did. Although, try as I might, I couldn't convince her about one thing.
What's that?
The yellow, bronze chair.
Oh. Where's she put it?
I've put it in my study. I shall think of you every time I sit on it and ponder my next move.
Maybe that's the best place for it.
Indeed. And so, to mark the end of a very successful week, I don't suppose you'd be free for lunch.
I most certainly would. Where shall we go? Grey Gables.
I think we can do better than that. I've booked a table at La Femme du Monde.
Oh, how lovely.
Well, where else could I possibly take a woman of the world like yourself?
Well, thank you, Eddie. Oh, now I must think about getting to work.
Yeah, me too. Oh, Linda, I just wanted to ask...
Yes?
You haven't got any other jobs you need doing, have you?
Wait a moment. After all the... what did you call it? Hassle of constructing my shepherd's hut, you're looking for more of the same?
No, the same, no. No way. I mean, not another great project. I'm not building you a greenhouse the size of Crystal Palace or anything.
Well, I wouldn't dream of asking you.
Something straightforward, simple. Digging a bed, laying some turf, a bit of slabbing, anything.
Have you got the time?
The fact is, Linda, things are a bit tight at the moment. Even tighter than usual.
Oh, is there a reason for that?
Not one I can tell you. Let's just say I've got a debt to pay off. A debt that isn't really mine.
Well, I have been thinking I could do with some paving.
Yeah?
What I need, I think, is a small paved area near the hut with an ornamental seat.
I can do that, no bother.
I want visitors on the day to be able to relax, you see, to contemplate the pastoral scene.
I'll find you the seat as well, if you like. Stone, iron, wood, whatever you want.
And then, what do you think? A pathway meandering to the Resurgam stone?
No probs. Oh, Mr. Pathways, mate. I'm your man.
All right, then. You can do it.
Thanks, Linda. You won't regret it. I'll do you a smashing job. The thing is...
Oh, yes, there's always a thing with you, isn't there, Eddie?
I'll need money for materials.
Well, of course.
Oh.
We'll go to the builder's yard and the garden centre together. I shall choose my stone and my seat and pay for it then and there.
Oh.
You should see Miranda's face.
Go on.
Well, we were sitting on the terrace last evening enjoying the peace and quiet when suddenly there's a cacophonous knocking on the front door and furious ringing of the doorbell. And when I answered it, who should be standing there with the doors to his van wide open but...
Eddie Grundy.
But how did you know?
Just a hunch. Go on.
Well, he claimed he'd heard I was in the market for local arts and crafts and insisted we both come out and take a look.
Oh, Eddie.
Lillian, you have never seen such a grotesque collection of old tat. First, he brought out these hideous garden ornaments.
Oh, not his gnomes.
No. I can't imagine what Miranda would have made of those. No, these were plaster things, woodland creatures. Well, I think they were. The squirrel was the stuff of nightmares.
I know the one you mean.
And as for the Venus de Milo, which looked like some medical experiment gone wrong, he arranged them all in a semicircle on the drive, and then he just kept bringing more and more stuff out. It could have come from a jumble sale.
It did.
What?
I'm afraid so. He begged a box of old junk off me.
Well, what were you doing with it?
Well, look, you know those vases? The one thing in the sitting room Miranda seemed genuinely to like.
The Chinese ones?
Chinese, my eye. I got them in a mixed lot at the jumble sale on Bank Holiday Monday.
No.
And it gets better. It turns out Bert Horobin won them on the shooting gallery at Borchester Mop Fair in 1986.
And Miranda thought they were...
Yeah, well, I didn't want to disabuse her.
Oh, quite right, too.
So did you buy anything from Eddie?
We did not. Miranda gave him very short shrift.
Oh, dear.
I may be trying to burnish my reputation in the area, but it does not extend to buying from hawkers at the door.
No, well, fair enough. So, if Miranda really did like the house, it won't be a hardship for her to come to Ambridge more often.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No? I thought that with Amir and Aziz stabled at Shuler's.
It's the fact that they're Arabs, you see. She's not that keen on the breed.
What? Not that keen? Well, talk about looking a gift horse in the mouth.
Well, no, she says they're temperamental. Yeah, I know. It takes one to know one.
You may say that, Justin. I couldn't possibly comment.
I mean, she's got Scally and two other horses at livery in London as well. And a busy social life there.
I see.
I can't see her abandoning that every time I have to come to Borsetshire.
Right.
So, I dare say I'll be rattling around the Dower House on my own a lot of the time. Yes, I'm going to be a very dull boy.
I came to see you, Mum, but I could see you out here from the lane. What's the trouble?
The ball valve's raised shut.
So?
So it's silting back up from the trough. Oh, damn it! Sorry, Kirsty.
You don't have to apologise to me. After what you all went through yesterday, Tom, you didn't have to make a saint swear, as my nan would say.
Did Mum ask you to come over?
No, I just thought I'd try. I guess she's in a pretty bad way.
Yeah, blaming herself for everything.
Aren't we all?
We're going as soon as we can.
When will that be?
We don't know. We just don't know. And there's no way we can get in touch with her. She's all alone in that place.
Tom.
One of us has still got to break it to her that Mum can't go. Ever. Until the trial. And the visiting is so awful, Kirsty. There's all this noise and you can't even give her a hug.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I'm just a bit tired, that's all.
More like exhausted. I'm not surprised.
No, I'm okay.
You're not. You've had to be so strong for everyone.
No.
Yes, you have.
It's just been such a vile week. I'm so behind. Pigs rampaging around again, a cow with a torn udder. The shop's still not open and the tea room's losing business.
You can't worry about that.
I do. And now I've got to let David down.
What about?
Farm Sunday. It sounds so pathetic, but I can't cope with filling in cattle movement orders just for a day. I'll forget and then...
David'll understand.
Yeah. Listen to me. Like any of this matters.
Well, this is what I'm saying. It does matter. The farm has to keep going. But you're fighting on all fronts, Tom. No wonder you're exhausted.
Dumping it all on you all the time. We don't deserve you, Kirsty.
Don't talk rubbish.
I certainly don't.
Tom, read my lips. Shut up, okay? Just take me for a drink sometime, when all this is over. In fact, no, let's go for one now.
I can't, this trough...
Tom, you don't just deserve a break. You need one. You'll work much better when you get back.
Okay, I give in.
You've got to pace yourself. There's only you, your dad and Anna that can see Helen. But you're the one who got through to her about Henry and the baby. You helped her to plead not guilty.
That worked well, didn't it?
Forget yesterday. It's done now. It's Helen's future that matters. You've got to stay strong to keep her strong and help her get it back.
Thank you. You can listen to audio highlights and actor interviews at bbc.co.uk/archers.